The Orleans Parish School Board and a New Orleans charter group have filed a multi-million-dollar lawsuit over two botched asbestos removal jobs at Lafayette Academy Charter School. In studio today is WWNO's Jess Clark to give us the lowdown. Hello, Jess.
Hello, Carl.
Remind us what happened at Lafayette Academy.
Lafayette Academy is a charter school on Carrollton, and if you drive by today, it's currently empty, and that's because the campus is toxic. The Recovery School District hired a contractor to remove some asbestos from the tile floors of the building, but when contractors did the job in the summer of 2018, they really messed up. Workers tracked the toxic material all over the school and the yard. Students were not on campus at the time, but it made the campus unsafe for students to return to. It also contaminated millions of dollars in school materials and equipment.
Now, what does the lawsuit allege?
Well, OPSB and the Choice Foundation, which runs Lafayette Academy, say they've had to spend millions of dollars to relocate students and purchase new materials. They say the Recovery School District and the contractors were negligent in their handling of the asbestos job, and they want their contractors to pay them back for around $6 or $7 million they've spent as a result of the botched asbestos job.
Now, I understand that your reporting, Jess, has played a role in all of this.
That's right. Last year, I heard from parents some rumors about a second earlier asbestos job that had been conducted while students were in the building, which is generally a no-no. I looked into it and I found a report from the State Department of Environmental Quality showing that there had in fact been asbestos work done for several days while students were in the building, and that state inspectors noted a number of concerns with the way the material was being handled. They even noted they saw one child poke his head into the asbestos containment area. And I should note that while it's definitely an area of concern, you don't want that happening, the health experts I've talked to say just poking your head in and out won't create any health problems down the road, and that asbestos-related health problems usually require a lot of exposure over a number of years. And then air quality tests show the air was safe even on the day of that inspection.
But parents understandably were still concerned.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And they weren't really just concerned about their children's health. They were also concerned about the transparency of the whole situation. They felt they should have been notified by the RSD or the school. They just really felt like the control over their children's health was taken out of their hands.
Now, is the OPSB and the school suing over that earlier job also?
Yes. They say they were not made aware of that report that the LDEQ made about the problems with that job. And they say they only found out in July of last year, and that was when I called up the head of the Choice Foundation to ask for a comment after I found that report on the Department of Environmental Quality's website. I published the story and the report, and they say that the media attention that followed caused them to lose students, which they say resulted in a loss of profits.
Jess Clark, WWNO's education reporter. Jess, thank you for your reporting.
No problem, Carl.
WWNO's education reporting is supported by Entergy Corporation.